I'm over on the other side of Stenton Market for today's Nosh, and I'm in front of something that says raw energy balls, so I have to know what those are about. Gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free. How do they give me energy?
Well, they're full of fibre and carbohydrates. I'm using gluten-free oats and nuts, which are slow-releasing energy foods.
Right.
And I'm mixing them in a blender with dates and cherries and berries, which I found local. They're picked over at Stonebridge City Farm.
Like, yes,
less than a mile away.
Yeah.
I went and picked them yesterday. So it's good local food. It's all raw, which means that it's got more antioxidants in it than cooked foods.
Right.
So if you were to cook your nuts and your berries, they'd lose loads of the nutrients that are found in the skins, which you'd lose.
Whatever percent it may be.
Yeah, whatever percent it may
right.
be. Raw honey as well, which hasn't been pasteurised at all, like normal honey, which has all of its goodness still in it.
So everything is raw as possible.
Yeah, everything's as raw and local as possible. They're just basically a healthy alternative to snacks like chocolate and crisps, which are full of sugar and full of things, which lots of people are allergic to, essentially. And they keep you full up.
So I'm at my house or place wherever I live, or my caravan on my off-grid life.
Yeah.
Could I make this on a Saturday night, Sunday night, and it last me all week? How could I do it so that it fits into my day-to-day?
If you were to use dried fruits, it will last for up to like a week or two. You can make them quite easily without a blender. If you buy chopped nuts, you don't even have to use the nuts. You can use bananas or any kind of fruit and just mash them together. You can do it with your hands in a bowl. You can whack them in the fridge. You can put some cacao powder in them if you want to make them more chocolatey. They're really, really versatile.
Nice.
So if you use fresh fruit, they'll last for a few days.
Yeah.
They cost hardly anything to make. If you buy all your ingredients in bulk, they cost maybe like 50p for about six bowls.
Really?
So
it's really economical as well.
Yeah, it's really economical.
So how much?
You know exactly what's going in your feed.
Right.
If you buy a bar of chocolate, you'll have ingredients coming from all over the world and probably lots of stuff that are just fillers and not very good for you.
The cost of the transport and the effects on the environment.
The packaging, everything else going into it.
So for me to get hold of these things, I would go to my local food markets, or where would I look to find these things locally?
Well, you can pick up fruit within the seasons from local farmers markets or local farms like Stonebridge City, where I got these ones from.
Yeah.
You can go to health food shops to get dried fruits, which you can get fruits that are green in this country, which are dry.
Right.
You can get oats from the windmill just up the road.
Windmill, yeah, a big windmill.
And you can get loads and loads of local honey. Most of it has been pasteurised, but it's still really good for you. Has the pollen removed when it's pasteurised, so it's more versatile for everyone who might have hay fever that can't eat raw honey.
So in terms of pushing forward raw foods culture, what does Nottingham City need to do to enable more of this education and culture to get out there? Do we need more spots, more pop-up things where they can learn about raw food? What is the one thing that's missing right now from Nottingham to enable this to be everywhere?
Well, I'm not trying to promote raw food as only raw food.
Right.
I think it's important to have a healthy balance.
Right.
But it's just about educating people to know what goes into their food and the nutrients that are within it. Like, I'm not a nutritionist, but I think it's important for people to know what's good for them and what they're putting in their bodies. I'm not sure if that's being taught at schools at all.
And it needs to be.
But it's just this disconnection of people have no idea where their food's coming from.
Right. Or care, actually.
Yeah. Well, if people don't care, then
it's scary, but that's the truth. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of apathy about work, money, cultures. You know, there's a massive wake up call required, I think. So this is you, right?
That's our website. I make raw chocolates as well.
Okay.
Which free from sugar and dairy and gluten, and they're full of antioxidants, so they're really good for you.
And it's numinums.tumblr.com.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's the website at the moment. If you go on there, it's got loads of information about all the ingredients, where I get the ingredients from, and the nutritional.
Hi there, everyone! You can sign up for the next